butt calls me at least twice a day.
My husband's butt is constantly calling me from work. Luckily, it's just the phone. His butt has bad breath.
My mom's butt won't stop calling me, although I get along with my dad's butt way better.
Should I be concerned that my boyfriend's butt keeps calling other girls' butts?
Lock your phones, because only together can we put an end to all butts.
Butt dialing is not the booty call I wanted.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
It's fine.
Stand by for news.
Fox News, I'm Rich Dennison. President Trump backing Acting Attorney General Matthew Whitaker for saying he'd refuse to appear before a House panel tomorrow unless he was assured lawmakers would not subpoena him.
He's an outstanding person. I would say if he did testify, he'd do very well. He's an outstanding person, a very, very fine man.
Democratic Committee Chair Jerry Nadler says a subpoena would only be used if Whitaker is uncooperative. As the White House continues plans to withdraw American troops from Syria, thousands of civilians are fleeing the last area held by ISIS.
Outside of the city of Baghouz, civilians today are separated into lines by gender and age before being fingerprinted and undergoing a security check. U.S.-backed Kurdish fighters are searching for ISIS militants who are looking to escape amid the refugees.
Fox's Trey Yingst. A bankruptcy judge today approving a $5.2 billion plan to keep Sears stores alive. This is Fox News.
Did you hear that right?
Yes. They're going to bail out Sears?
No.
Sad.
It saddens me that Sears leaves the American landscape, but we did that to GM. And what did GM do to say thank you, America? A, they screwed all the investors and shareholders in GM.
Mm-hmm.
They took care of the unions because votes. And then they let them open up a plant in Mexico.
Yep.
And that's why they're laying off people now. Because they're building down there. They're being tariffed, trying to get basically what they want to call an American-made car back here.
Mm-hmm.
No, I'm sorry. Government bailouts of business. Don't give me that too-big-to-fail
stuff. Exactly. That's not fair.
That's another made-up Obama term. So, Ben Stein, who's always been a pretty good, witty commentator, was on with Cavuto today.
Mm-hmm.
And he wanted to get his two cents in on occasional cortex. And I got to... hopefully this video will play without issues.
Point, the Democratic Party sensation, Alexandra Ocasio-Cortez, is unveiling a new Green Deal and saying that it will pay for itself. Take a look.
This is an investment. You know, for every $1 that we spend on infrastructure, we get a return on that investment. Mm-hmm. For every $1 that we spend on tax cuts, we get less than a dollar back. And so this is about making smart investments, and this is about making investments that actually generate returns.
To the Capitalist Code author, Ben Stein. Ben, good to have you. What do you make of that?
I make of it the fact that we listen to her is just amazing. The fact that we pay attention to anything she says is just amazing. I mean, she doesn't know her ass from her elbow about investments and investments. Why do we even listen to her? I mean, she's charming and she's very good looking, but why do we even listen to her?
Well, she speaks for a passionate wing of the party, right?
She speaks for a passionate wing of the party who also don't know very much about investments. I mean, what she's really looking for here is a new way of controlling the country.
Where has their investment savvy gotten us with deficits and debt that you've been crying about over the decades?
That's a very, very good question. Our investment savvy has disappeared as well. Unfortunately, we don't have many people with much investment savvy, except in Omaha, Nebraska. We have somebody with a lot of investment savvy. But look, we have a situation here where Warren Buffett, the Green New Deal is yet another way to control the American people.
Yep.
All these ways of socialist thinking are ways to control the American people and to take away their freedom to choose, their freedom to do what they want to do with their lives. Mm-hmm. Socialism is about maintaining government control over people. A Green New Deal would add another dimension to that and add a dimension of environmentalism to how we control people. There's just too much talk in the Democratic Party about controlling people and not letting people live their own lives and do what they want to do with their own lives. This country is founded on the beliefs in freedom and the fact that we will prosper and grow, and people will be happier if they have a control of their own lives and don't have a bureaucrat controlling their lives.
You're just mad because she wants to raise your taxes.
No, you've forgotten. It's been so long since I've seen you. You've forgotten that I like high taxes. You've forgotten that. And you've made fun of me about it many, many times.
What is it with Cavuto? He's another Fox host that sounds like he's got a bug up his butt. That network is not the same.
No, it's not.
And I suspect, pardon me for being a conspiracy theorist, oh, much beloved and glorious, oh, and sure. Young Joey.
There's always room for two more.
But you think this might have something to do with the Disney acquisition of Fox?
Mm-hmm. Maybe. What exactly did Cavuto say there that makes you say
that?
Well,
he was attacking Stein.
Kind of, yeah.
I think he was playing devil's advocate and teeing it up for Stein.
Possibly. I guess it depends how you look at it.
Well, that shows what you know.
Whatever, boomer.
Hey, Terry, would you mind looking up to see what's on the Smithsonian Channel tonight?
I have it written down somewhere.
Google that up for me. Man, I've got 5 episodes of Air Disasters queued up and ready to go. Now, that may sound like kind of a macabre interest, but it isn't. These episodes, they use CGI to reenact these notorious or infamous air accidents. But they all, and yeah, a lot of people get killed and, you know, at the outset, each edition is kind of sad and gory, horrible. But at the end, they reveal what they learned and what changes have been instituted in the airline industry as a result of that accident. You'll note we haven't had, you know, just a crash of a major airliner here in a long, long time.
It's true.
Been a while. It's true.
And they used to be
pretty regular.
In the 70s, yeah.
Well, you'll be happy to know that on the Smithsonian tonight at 8 o'clock, they're going to do the Airbus A380 on mighty planes.
I watched that one, and let me tell you, that one really... First of all, that plane didn't crash, but there's several components to this A380. It's the biggest passenger carrier plane out there, 4 engines. On that particular flight might be more appropriate, 583 people. Capacity, 2 decks each filled. It's like double coach. It just looked miserable to me. Why would you want to get on something with that many people? How long does it take to get that many people off a plane like that? So this plane is airborne, and the inboard engine on the left side, the one closest to the fuselage, explodes. And sends shrapnel up, cuts the hydraulics, and severely impacts the pilot's ability to do anything with the plane. So, and because it's leaking fuel, he has to land this monster at Singapore Airport it's not an endless runway. So he has to bring this thing down, touch down it just because he's only going to get one shot. And if he doesn't do it at just the right point, that plane will go off the runway at the end.
Boom.
God knows what. He successfully, fighting the loss of a lot of his hydraulics, brings this plane down as if nothing happened. Wow. Brings it to a stop just about 200 yards from the end of the runway. But he had to keep all 583 passengers on board because the wing was leaking fuel from the explosion of the engine. And the brakes were red hot from the landing.
Yeah.
So once they got down, they were still in great jeopardy because had that fuel leaking made contact with the brakes,
boom,
that plane would have been an inferno very quickly. Now, they still probably could have gotten most of the passengers off unless it just became an explosion and not a fire. But
wow.
And I remember when the 747 started flying, how amazing it was to see something that big floating so gently.
Yeah.
Used to see him quite a bit from my house in Chicago, landing at O'Hare in the early 70s. That was a sight. But we always had the thought, if one of these goes down, that's a lot of dead people. What happens if 2 of them crash? And in March of 1977, it did happen on Tenerife in the Canary Islands. They did that episode as well. And the cause of that accident was a Dutch airline captain, greatly experienced, who was in a big-ass hurry to get his plane airborne because it would dock him pay for being behind schedule, even though it was not his fault. And he did, you know, and there was a one little glitch where one, the control tower overrode, or the Pan Am plane that it hit, that tried to get out of the way but just didn't make it.
Yeah.
Was talking to the control tower, and the KLM airliner did not hear the command to stay put. So it was one little thing like that.
That's all it takes.
That caused that wreck. That and a captain in a hurry. And that plane, when he realized he was going to hit the Pan Am plane, he pulled back on the yoke. It wasn't quite going fast enough to get airborne. Skidding along on its tail, he got it off the ground, but the landing gear were down, and that's what tore into the Pan Am plane. Ugh. A few more feet, he might have cleared it. But wow. Everybody in that Dutch airliner was killed, and on the Pan Am plane, there were survivors. And they talked to these people, including the first officer, because the impact was towards the back end of the Pan American 747. So,
wow.
There's, you know, at the end of all these, it's amazing the advances they make. But when you look at, I am stunned when I think that so many people flew passenger planes in the 50s and 60s. There was no radar.
Nope. No transponders.
They were counting on the pilots to be at the altitude they were told to be going in the direction and heading they were told to be to get them to come and go. And there were, in fact, two collisions between the same two airlines that killed the same number of people. One over the Grand Canyon in a thunderstorm and once in bad weather over New York City.
That just reminds me, not just with like airplane technology, but everything.
Oh, yeah.
How much more trust and reliability you needed just a few decades ago? Like, hey, I'm making plans for dinner. I'll be there at 7 tonight. You better be there at 7. Because there's no way to really call them. So and yeah. It's one thing for dinner plans. It's another thing for, you know, rendezvous with airplanes.
Did I ever tell you the lame-ass story about the emergency landing I was in?
The emergency landing? No, I remember your first reporting.
That was 1995.
The crash.
No. Yeah, the crash. I remember that. But you
that's
were,
how. Yeah, that was my debut on the air.
That was awesome. That's an awesome story. I don't know if I've heard about the emergency landing.
You haven't told that one yet.
Then I'll tell you in a bit.
Okay.
And of course, it involves a woman. Let's talk to Big D.
Hello.
Hello.
Yes.
Hello? Yeah. Hey guys. Listen. You're talking about the plane crashes, Greg. I lived in Wichita, Kansas. Working at Macy's as a sales manager.
Mm-hmm.
We had the most horrific thing. We had two planes in the air, and they'd stop going to wherever they were going to play somebody in football.
Mm-hmm.
And one plane went down, and most of the team, it was just horrific. I mean, they killed them all. And it was cause the guy wanted to get down low and let them see it. And to my knowledge, I don't think they ever had a football team out there again.
Wow.
At Wichita?
Yeah, Wichita, Kansas. Not Wichita Falls, Texas, but Wichita, Kansas.
I think I've heard of that one. What was the airline? Do you remember?
I don't really remember. Lord, man, I was in the early 70s.
Yeah.
And I'm 72 now. So, gosh, it was, that must have been 72, 73.
We'll look it up.
71.
We appreciate the call. 550, it's kind of an unusual topic, but it's also something people, every time you get on a plane, you do think.
Yeah, Wichita State plane killed.
Especially when you watch air disasters on a regular basis on the Smithsonian Channel.
Yeah.
Lee writes in to say, because we touched on this earlier about the two latest casualties in the Clinton graveyard. She says, I always thought the death of Judge Antonin Scalia was questionable.
Mm-hmm.
When reading about the timing and the lack of information available upon his unexpected death, it was another death beneficial to the president's administration at that time.
Mm-hmm.
It absolutely was. I still think there are great flaws in the way that situation was handled. And that'll continue to happen as long as we let it. But we got to ask questions. Looks like Ocasio-Cortez's big dream has gone from wet to dry in the span of a day.
Couldn't happen to a nicer person.
Can I really? The ceasefire tech movement is taking over our area because the Southeast and Mid-South currently can't compete for tech jobs of the future without proper resources or training. So CSPIRE is investing in that education, the infrastructure, and people, most importantly, to make the Southeast and Mid-South number one in technology. Sad fact, only 10% of our high schools teach advanced placement computer science, so CSPIRE is teaming up with schools and public partners to give teachers the training and resources they need to teach it in the classroom, and setting up coding programs and competitions to give students incentive and opportunity to pursue careers they probably never thought possible. Because high-speed internet and technology is the foundation for economic development, CSPIRE is on a mission to deliver just that, managed information technology services to more businesses in the region. Futures out there, CSPIRE tech movement is leading the way. You can learn more by visiting CSPIRE.com/tech-mbmt. Traffic and weather together.
Well, we're rolling along into our 5 o'clock rush hour Montgomery Skywatch traffic, and we're having a great day traffic-wise for the most part. We do have an accident on the entrance ramp at I-85 North and the Boulevard, but that's not slowing the Boulevard traffic down much. There's the usual slowdowns at most of the intersections around the Boulevard. On the interstate, everything's running pretty smooth this evening. We do see on I-65 North a little bit of a jam-up where the Northern Boulevard joins as the traffic is merging into the northbound traffic. On I-85, everything's going great. You will slow down between Taylor Road and Chantilly. If you're headed up into Wetumpka, slowdowns will happen at the Redland Road traffic light and when you get up by the casinos in the downtown split. Reinhardt Toyota Used Car Supercenter is overstocked with pickups, SUVs, and crossovers. Overstocked means they've got to go and you're going to save big. Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
I'm Stuart Vance with the Vance Law Firm. For a free consultation, dial 3 and talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
From CBS 8 and ABC 32, I'm Jeff Sanders. Elmore County District Attorney Randall Houston has been cleared by the State Ethics Committee on a claim he improperly paid an employee. The panel investigated a complaint that he paid the employee from grant funds. Houston says the complaint was filed by a former employee he fired 2 years ago. Montgomery police are investigating after an apparent hit and run leaves one woman dead. She was hit by a car that left the scene. No arrests have been made. The state of Alabama says a Muslim inmate has access to the Quran as he waits to see whether the U.S. Supreme Court will allow his lethal injection. A court document says a copy of the Islamic holy book is available to 42-year-old Dominique Ray. The state is asking that the justices lift a stay that Ray won on religious grounds after asking to have his imam in the execution chamber instead of a Christian prison chaplain. And that's a look at your news headlines. I'm Jeff Sanders. For your latest news, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and on ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, a family-owned company with competitive pay and great benefits, good home time, and new equipment arriving daily. Be a part of the family. Give Wiley Sanders a call at 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. It's out with the warm, and here comes a cold front that's going to make a big change in our weather for tonight. Showers developing by late tonight and early in the day tomorrow. Our overnight low temperature tonight falls to about 50. Tomorrow, we could make the mid-50s early on, but then windy and colder with falling temperatures down to about 51 by about sunset. Overnight low temperature tomorrow night down to 37. Then on Saturday, cool sunshine around with a high around 57. Back to the low 60s on Sunday with a slight chance of showers. And low 70s look good for Monday with more showers. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Okay, the new year has begun and Mr. Sandman is having their most humongous, exciting blowout sale since last year. We still have some remaining floor samples and closeout mattresses from Serta, Jameson, Restonic, Sutherland, and others at highly discounted prices. I now want to introduce you to the luxurious new mattresses from Heirloom. Heirloom is an old-line company who makes some of the finest mattresses in the world, sold at high-end stores everywhere. If you're considering purchasing a super premium mattress, please visit our Montgomery location and compare the comfort, tailoring, and beauty of the Heirloom. Priced from $2,000 to $4,000, unique in Central Alabama. Mr. Sandman has many power adjustable bases on sale, as well as beds, headboards, pillows, and more. We do sell foundations and mattresses separately. With mattresses in stock for fast delivery or pickup, discount prices, and great customer service, we are a must visit if you're shopping for a mattress. In Montgomery and Millbrook, Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate.
carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Everyone is obsessed with the Japanese organizing consultant Marie Kondo and the KonMari method of tidying their homes. But now, there's a new show with even easier ways to quickly organize and declutter your home. Introducing Gus Bridges, an unemployed lifelong bachelor who will take you through his easy steps to clean up fast, like doing laundry.
Take your underwear out of the dryer. And then just throw it in a drawer. Nobody's looking.
Cleaning the bathroom.
Brush and flush. Done.
Disposing of things you don't need anymore.
Take a cardboard box, write free stuff on it. Put all your junk in it and go put it outside a house on the corner.
And cleaning the kitchen.
Find yourself a girlfriend after a week or so. Invite her over. They always do the dishes.
Cleaning Up with Gus. Now streaming on Hulu.
Adam Schiffhead, who is hell-bent for leather on destroying Trump, has just been exposed as colluding with an oligarch and Ukrainian arms dealer.
Good.
But he's the one that's going to investigate Trump.
Yeah.
Hypocrisy. They're all nuts. Yeah, Terry went and looked up the air crash that the previous caller mentioned in Wichita, and apparently that was an issue where a pilot tried to take or divert the group to a more scenic route, and that's when the two planes collided.
He was flying real low. Yeah, he was flying too low, and they didn't make it.
That's what happened in the TWA United crash over the Grand Canyon. It was common for the airlines to take people over so they could see it. It's part of the salesmanship of, you know, flying. And ironically, not only was the same two airlines, but the same, no, it wasn't the same two types of planes. I take that back. I actually made a trip in the 80s to the Pillar of Fire Church in the Bronx to see where that jet had come down.
Oh, wow.
Because the interesting sidebar to that story is that there was a little kid named Stephen Baltz who survived that plane plunging 5,000 feet.
Wow.
He was ejected from the plane into a snowdrift.
That's lucky.
Well, sadly, he only lasted three more days, but just the fact that he survived a straight down crash.
That's amazing.
An airplane is pretty incredible. Amazing. I wanted to see the area. There was no evidence of it, and I didn't really, that area didn't particularly feel like getting acquainted with the neighbors to find out if they remembered it. Junebug Johnson.
Hey, Greg, how are you doing?
Other than shortness of breath and a fading heart, possible death, imminent death. I'm fine. How are you?
I'm doing great. Well, a year ago, I came by and we talked in the studio, me, you, and Larry Stevens. And you said if I was ever back in town, I should call.
Yeah.
I'm in town on a project. In the last couple of days, I have thoroughly enjoyed listening to your show. And I wanted to pass on one of Grandpa Lemon's bits of advice he gave young Junebug. He said, wisdom is simply being stupid less and less often.
I love that.
That's good.
Unfortunately, that's something that our friends on the left end of the political spectrum don't understand.
No.
Instead of growing wise, they're moving away from that.
By the way, she's squawking like a bleeding goat. Trump is scared of socialism. Guess what? Most people are.
Yeah. If you have a look at that. Churchill said, socialism is a philosophy of failure, the creed of ignorance, and the gospel of envy. Its inherent virtue is the equal sharing of misery.
That's correct.
Wow.
Well quoted, man. That's pretty good.
Listen, I've really enjoyed listening to the last couple days. You have a great day, and we'll talk to you another time.
I'm very flattered, and thanks for calling, Junebug. Appreciate it.
Bye-bye.
A great name, Junebug Johnson.
Yeah, it is.
I knew that sounded familiar. I'm just not at the top of my game right now.
Gonna be okay.
So you can we go back? You have looked up Smithsonian Channel?
Yes.
What follows the A380 documentary?
Oh gosh. Well, let's.
I didn't tell you my emergency landing lane messed up.
No, not yet. We're waiting on it.
Want it?
Yeah.
1995. Maybe it was January of 96. I forget. No, it was January. It was back then.
Yeah.
I was hosting a radio station ski trip out of West Palm Beach. We had a chartered plane. And a couple of weeks previous, I was doing a Christmas party for a company. I wasn't seeing anybody in particular at the time, so I met somebody that night and said, hey, why don't you come out to Colorado with me and go skiing at wherever it was.
Always a good move.
Steamboat Springs, I forget which. I went to a bunch of them, Breckenridge, they were all nice. So she agreed, but she could only take a couple of days off. So I said, well, I'll buy you a ticket on an airline so you don't have to worry about making arrangements to get back. And I found a United Airlines flight that left at the same time, like 10 minutes ahead of our charter. In fact, I watched her plane pull out and go down the runway two planes ahead of us.
Cool.
So her plane takes off. Our plane lifts up, and as the landing gear is closing, those of you who fly a lot, you become familiar with sounds that sound right and sounds that don't. And there was a grinding metal sound.
Uh-oh.
As the landing gear is coming up, and I looked at a guy, we made eye contact immediately, and, you know, kind of gestured facially like, that's not right. Yeah. Sure enough, within a matter of seconds, the captain comes on and says, folks, we have a landing gear door that will not close. And he said, now, that's a condition that we could technically fly to Colorado with, but we can't do that. So he was trying to give us perspective on, you know, the airworthiness of the plane.
Sure.
And it was a jumbo jet. It was an old L-1011. Same plane that they flew in circles and crashed into the Everglades a couple of days after Christmas in 1972 because the pilot accidentally knocked off autopilot while they were trying to fix a light bulb.
Yeah.
And hundreds of people paid for that little mess with their lives.
Yeah, wow.
And those that survived had to spend hours in the middle of the swamp with snakes and alligators and every other thing waiting for help.
Good Lord.
In fact, there's two movies about that flight, The Ghost of Flight 401, because they salvaged parts from that crash, and every plane that had parts from that flight started seeing, people were seeing the pilots from that flight apologizing in mirrors on the planes where these parts were cannibalized. And now Eastern never acknowledged that any of this ever happened.
Of course not.
But Eastern also went and got every single salvage part from Flight 401 off the planes that they had attached it to, because this wasn't coming from passengers as much as it was coming from crews.
Yep.
When dead people appear in a lavatory mirror and start talking to you, I don't know how long you stick around for the conversation.
Yeah.
You know? So, how did I get to that? Well, that happened over the Everglades. So you never know. So,
anyway, your pilot's informing you about your own landing gear.
Yeah, that's right.
Meantime, then he says, now we have to, we need a longer runway to safely land the plane. So we're going to go to Miami. That's not closer to Colorado. That is further away.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, my date, who I hardly know, is flying on to Colorado on her flight, and I have no way to get a hold of her. None. So as we get over the Everglades, he says, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to have to dump our fuel here over the Everglades. For those of you who are concerned about environmental issues, it'll evaporate before it hits the ground. From the altitude we're dumping it at. So these giant cones come off the enormous wings of this L-1011, and the fuel comes flying out of there. I mean, like fire hose.
Mm-hmm. A lot of fuel.
And we did that for a good 20 minutes to get all as much fuel off that plane as they could. And other than that, there was no bumps or no other sounds that were alarming. And he said, all right, ladies and gentlemen, please...
Pretty good, actually.
Put your seats in the upright position and follow the instructions of our flight attendants. We're getting ready to land in Miami.
Put your tray in the upright and locked position.
There's nothing to be worried about. And as
always,
as I'm hearing that, I'm thinking of that scene in Airplane where the flight attendant is reassuring passengers and then turns away and she looks scared, deathly, you know, crap. So
we're all going to die.
We circle around and we're going to land west to east at Miami. And as we're getting close to the runway, the flight attendants are saying, ladies and gentlemen, please clasp your hands over the back of your head and then lean forward. Just as a safety precaution. And I'm in a window seat. And as I'm looking out the window to the left, all I see is red lights down the length of the runway. They've got every fire department in Dade County next to that runway.
I bet.
Just in case we burst into flame. That was a little disconcerting to see all of that emergency equipment. I mean, I think it's kind of reassuring, too. They're on top of it. So we landed. It took a little bit longer to break than usual. And boy, when he put the reverse thrusters on, you could literally feel the G-forces of that impact sinking into the chair. But so now I'm thinking they're going to bring in another plane, right?
Sure.
This airline, they must have another plane.
You sat on that plane.
No, they let us off, and they gave us chits to
vouchers.
Go get airport food.
Oh, God, airport food.
7 hours later, we take off. I'm leaving messages with the airline. Look for this woman at the counter. I don't even remember her name now. So,
as long as you knew it then, that's the important thing.
Please try to find her, page her, and let her know that our flight's been delayed. But so I get there. She is smoldering mad. It was a long drive to the resort, but thank God she only stayed 2 days. I literally paid an extra $150 to have her driven to Denver, and I never saw her again.
Good for you. Wasn't her fault. Wasn't your fault.
You know who she reminds me of? She reminds me of that woman that murdered her mother.
Oh, boy.
Krankenstein.
Murder. Hey, what's going on?
Rum.
Hello.
Red Brum.
Well, you're overlooking one important thing about Eastern Airlines.
The flight attendants?
No, their most profitable business was the cargo business.
Oh.
You know what I'm talking about.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Right, yeah, I know. So I was always kicking white powder off my shoe bottoms when I exit one of their planes.
Their flights were guaranteed in and out of Miami in the 70s.
They did do a lot of travel between South America and South Florida.
Bogota.
Bob Massey died?
Columbia.
Yeah.
Who's he?
He was on Fox a lot, I think, as a contributor.
Oh.
They were independent. They were not a government-owned airline. You know, I think Southern Airways and World Air got a little upset about the competition, and they kind of went away.
Southern Airways, that's the airline that had that horrible Mother's Day crash in the Everglades. They misloaded highly volatile stuff in the cargo
that's
section,
right.
And a fire broke out. The pilot was desperately trying to get back to Miami.
That's right, I remember.
Because the plane was filling up with smoke.
Yeah.
And
I
believe
oxygenators or something in
it. Yes, oxygen tanks were misloaded, and eventually, I think there were criminal charges filed against the people that loaded that plane.
Yeah,
you could look it up.
That plane
went into the Glades at literally a direct downward path.
500 and something miles.
And there was very little floating debris.
Yeah.
It took them months to excavate that site.
That was a government-owned and run airline.
What are the
still
choices?
Is, as far as I know.
I don't think they exist anymore. I think they had the little porpoise or something on the side of the plane. I think I'm thinking ValueJet. Southern Airways is the one that had the crash landing in a main street in a Georgia town during a hailstorm.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, you are up on air crashes, aren't you?
You learn.
Barry, check out Southern Airways.
I will. Sounds like Air America.
Well, that was the modern day version of Air America.
Gotcha.
Or the flying Tigers. the flying Tigers were part of the OSS.
Ah.
The precursor to the CIA.
Yes.
Well, Cranky, we appreciate the call.
Thanks, Cranky.
Thank you for joining the conversation. Kyle.
Greg. Enjoying the show, man.
Really?
absolutely.
This is kind of a weird topic we've gotten into, but...
Would you mind if I...
whip this
talk
out?
A little bit about Frank Robinson baseball back when you were talking about him a while
back earlier?
No, please do. I think that was a very significant passing in the sports world today. Frank Robinson at 83.
Yeah, the Orioles were one of my favorite teams when I was a kid. And
me too.
You know, and I mean, as far as I know, they're still the only team to have 4 20-game winners on the team.
They were certainly the last. I don't know if they were the first, but they were certainly the last. You'll never see that happen again.
Yeah, Palmer, Cuellar, McNally, and Dobson, best I remember.
Mm-hmm. You got them right.
I think Frank Robinson won the Triple Crown in 67 or 68 or 66.
Yes, did it maybe in 67. I think Robinson did it in 66.
Yeah, they won them back-to-back.
Mm-hmm.
And but when you got talking about the Cleveland Indians, I was picturing those goofy uniforms before you even described it.
They look like giant plums with numbers on the back.
Oh, yeah. But I don't know, just that whole conversation made me, and you looking up something on the computer trying to find a game, it reminded me of something when Joe Garagiola was on the Tonight Show with Johnny Carson one night, and he was showing. I have looked and looked, and I don't know how to search for it. I've not found it, but I remember Johnny asked him what was the craziest play he ever remembers seeing in baseball. Mm-hmm. And he said, funny you should mention that, Johnny, as if it wasn't playing. And says, I happen to have it with me tonight. And I don't remember the two teams playing. I think it was the Phillies and the Expos, maybe, but they had bases loaded, forced play at home, infield hit, the throw comes home, the runner slides, he misses home plate, the catcher goes for the tag, he misses the tag, the umpire's a no-call, the catcher's arguing with the umpire, the runner just gets up and walks over and sits down in the third base dugout, and the pitcher comes in and grabs the catcher and points over at the third base dugout.
Yeah.
The catcher runs over to the dugout, starts tagging people, and the runner's down at the end of the bench. He gets up. They get him in a rundown between home and third. And finally, the pitcher realized what happened. He turned around and stepped on home plate, and the umpire gives this crazy out signal. I guess he could have called him out for being out of the baseline, but a rundown between third base dugout and home plate.
Wow.
Wild stuff.
I've never seen it before, and I can't find it. But I figured you might
it's out there.
Have better luck finding it if you had a mind to.
Well, I appreciate the call, and I will look that up. Thank you so much for joining us this afternoon. Tech Billy.
Yes. Just calling about your airline.
Yes.
Or the plane that had the oxygenators.
Yes.
At that time, it was known as AirTrans. They were grounded for a few months after that because they broke a bunch of regulations, went into bankruptcy, changed their name to ValueJet when they were bought to come out of bankruptcy.
That's right.
Mm. That's where the ValueJet name comes from.
I did fly AirTran from Florida to Chicago several times to Midland.
Oh yeah, and they were huge. They were the airline other than Delta that was headquartered in Atlanta when I was living there.
Gotcha.
Cool.
I appreciate the insights on that. Thank you very much.
No problem. Bye.
All right. And here's John.
Yeah, I read this morning where Qantas Airlines had canceled 4 or 6 A380 Airbus, and they didn't give a reason. But so that's a big order Airbus lost on the 380. And while you and Terry discuss conspiracies, have you ever heard of Dennis Montgomery?
Dennis Montgomery. No.
Yeah, Dennis Montgomery got immunity from a federal judge, and he was a contractor for the FBI. And I don't remember the three-letter word. I'm not much on acronyms. But he turned over 600 million pages of documents to a guy named James Comey, along with some other information about how the federal government spying on people, things people have done.
Oh, wow.
And all of a sudden his health is failing.
Imagine that. I'm going to look that up. Thank you.
Yeah, look that up.
I will.
All right, and thank you for listening, and maybe we can clear the air on that one, huh?
Yeah.
What you got going on your show tonight?
Oh, I have an awesome guest over the phone, Matthew Tabor. He's a very successful producer, writer for a YouTube channel. educational YouTube channel has 4 million subscribers.
What's a YouTube? Right. I'm a old boomer. I have no idea what you're talking about.
This is a show you'll want to listen to, you old boomer, because it'll give you insights into how this new media world is working.
Listen, I got to watch Andy Griffith when I get home.
I thought you were going to watch Aerial Disaster.
Aunt B's taking flying lessons. there is an episode.
That's an aerial disaster, no doubt.
I'll have a dream tonight where I'm watching air disasters on a Smithsonian channel, and they'll have the tragedy of Aunt B.
Yeah.
But I'm telling you, there's an episode in the years when they went to color where she takes and solos. And it's like watching it on crack. It's so completely this unbelievable. We never see her drive a car. And now she's flying a plane in her bustle. Because, you know, Aunt B was always kind of...
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and they'll have Gomer investigating the crash, no doubt.
I mean, I swear, you look at the they show her in the plane behind the yoke, and I think there's an apple pie cooling on the window. By the passenger door. Ugh. Barry Mayberry-esque.
Yeah, she disappointed me. She didn't want to have anything to do with any of the reunions.
She regretted that later.
I hope so.
And when they did return to Mayberry in 86, she was dead. They made her dead. Andy stops on the first scene they show is Aunt B standing by a headstone looking down at Aunt B.
Frances Bobbier.
And then before she died, not long before she died, she admitted that she wished she had behaved better. What a rowdy bitch.
If that didn't get him calling, I don't know what will.
Saucy, Greg.
Oh,
saucy.
Everybody knows I'm kidding, mostly.
Mostly, somewhat.
543, trust the comfort of your family. They're coming to my house on Monday to put the permanent fix in for my...
The fix is in.
That bathtub. I mean, they got it to where I can use it, which is great. That's... So I've had a bonus 3-week window here where I can use it without exacerbating the flooding issue. And I am beyond grateful for that.
That
Rick Clark went to the trouble to at least make it usable. But they have to address this problem. So that work starts on Monday. Same thing with heating and air conditioning. Get a Clark's Club membership and get them out twice a year to go through your system, look for any potential troublemakers, things that might be driving your electric costs up, and let them work on it. Guarantee you priority service. They're just incredible people, the best at what they do. Not good, they're the best at what they do. And their customer service is second to none. They become very familial very quickly. Call Clark's at 277-2125 for the best in heating, air conditioning, plumbing, and people. That's your group. Or visit clarkcomfort.com, Alabama certification number 99004.
Traffic is brought to you by Formal Outings. On your special day, do you want your guests using a porta potty or a luxury portable restroom with private stalls, flushing toilets, and air conditioning? FormalOutings.com. Go in style.
Montgomery Skywatch traffic moving on through our 5 o'clock rush hour on a Thursday afternoon, and Montgomery Fire and Rescue is responding to a possible structure fire at 400 South Panama Street. That's just off Mountain Makes Road, so look out if you're on the Atlanta Highway. The traffic on the Atlanta Highway is pretty busy this afternoon. It's busy from Madison Avenue down to Coliseum Boulevard. You'll get a little break there until you get down around Eastdale Mall. Then it'll be crowded all the way up to Taylor Road, and up Taylor Road towards East Chase is just crazy this afternoon. Look out if you don't have to use that area. Stay away for just a little while. The interstates are moving in a speed limit ride with the exception of the interchange. It's always crowded right there this time of the evening. If you're headed up into Prattville, no problems on I-65 North. Mini-term B classes at Trenum State Community College start March 6th and registration is going on now. Call Trenum State at 420-4200. The College for Real Careers. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
Hurt in a wreck that wasn't your fault? Get the tiger on your side with Stuart Vance. 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Rich Thomas Weather!
Hi, everybody. It's out with the warm, and here comes a cold front that's going to make a big change in our weather for tonight. Showers developing by late tonight and early in the day tomorrow. Our overnight low temperature tonight falls to about 50. Tomorrow, we could make the mid-50s early on, but then windy and colder with falling temperatures down to about 51 by about sunset. Overnight low temperature tomorrow night down to 37. Then on Saturday, cool sunshine around with a high around 57. Back to the low 60s on Sunday with a slight chance of showers, and low 70s look good for Monday with more showers.
From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
River Region, are you worried about a loved one in a nursing home going broke, or that you may outlive your retirement, or just need tips on downsizing? Come to our Life and Legacy series starting February 12th. Call 649-4911. Call 649-4911.
What if you only needed one company to take on all your technology challenges? Introducing the new C Spire Business, the industry's first full-stack managed solutions provider. Over 500 service professionals, over 8,600 miles of fiber, and the ninth-ranked cloud in the entire world, all into a single managed IT portfolio. The new C Spire Business. Consider IT managed. Learn more at cspire.com/business. C Spire. Customer inspired.
Jones Brothers is so much more than roofs. Improving the look and energy efficiency of your home is easier than you think. New windows from Jones Brothers are not only beautiful, but can save you real money. Vinyl siding is a great way to update the look of your home and save on your energy bills. With Cedar Ridge composite siding from Jones Brothers, your home will be 4 times more insulated than with ordinary siding. Call Jones Brothers today for a free estimate. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
The best things in life are free, but you can give them to the birds and bees. I keep on.
From our super secret studios at a super cool radio station near you, it's the Health and Wealth Show. Now here's your host, the money man with the money plan. It's David Ernest.
Hello, this is David Ernest inviting you to Folcarelli's Pizza every Thursday night starting at 6:30 p.m. You will be able to sit down with me and Rusty and talk about anything you want to talk about. All you've got to say is the magic words, let's eat.
I think it's great that if they come out to Folcarelli's Pizza on Thursday nights at 6:30, they get 40% off. Don't forget the Health and Wealth Show weekday evenings at 7 here on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
And now, a star is born. On February 7th, 1962, the world welcomed little baby Garth Brooks.
One more push, Mom. I can see the cowboy hat.
Is it a boy or a girl?
Congratulations. It's a friend in your low places.
Garth Brooks, a star is born.
I know, that's just a play on a Garth Brooks song. Let's not get all wadded up over it, shall we? This situation in Virginia is hilarious. And Ocasio-Cortez and all this, they act as if the State of the Union never happened, that the president go out in front of the country and announce some of the most encouraging numbers we have ever heard. Economically, there are so many things going right. And now they're coming out and they want to rebuild every building in America. They want to ground all aircraft, put us all on trains, some with a destination that's only one way. Like nothing, like 76% approved of his speech. What's your problem? And they're just going crazier instead of saying maybe we should move a little bit closer to the center.
They've lost it.
But this thing in Virginia, you got the governor caught in a, it's either a Klan ad or a blackface outfit. He's still in office. His lieutenant governor has been accused in vivid detail of sexual assault. The state attorney general has been also admitted before that he did a blackface thing.
Mm-hmm.
So all three of them, conceivably, they get the benefit of Democratic protection, could be out of office. The guy that would succeed them, his name is Cox. 550, and we have Monica, the queen of the dimples. She's a goddess.
How are you, my friend?
I'm so glad to hear your voice. How are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm hungry, that's how I'm, planning on coming out sometime over the weekend to see you and enjoy some authentic Mexican food. Let's talk about the happy hour specials that you got going right now and then some of the food specials at the authentically Mexican El Jalisco.
Yeah, the happy hour 327, the margarita for $3, and Bud Light Michelada for $2.99,
22 ounces. Wow.
That's a great price on refreshments. You know, your voice sounds like a musical instrument to me.
And I have a food special, the antojitos, the Mexican antojitos.
Antojito?
Yeah, and chimichanga plural and Mexican grilled chicken for tonight.
And by the way, it is not a conspiracy theory. It is the plan at El Jalisco when you order the antojito platter or the enchiladas or whatever. I mean, there's so many. You try the cheesesteak burrito, but they bring it out on a large oval plate, and it is wall-to-wall food. And when you realize what you're paying for authentic Mexican food and a belly full of it, you're going to find yourself going back, I think, frequently, regularly, because it's just so good. It's so easy on the wallet. And then you have goddesses like Monica making sure you have the most pleasant dining experience possible, right? You know, I can feel you blushing over the phone. I really can. And I think it's almost as
adorable
as Rich Thomas. I really do. It's great to talk to you, and I hope to see you soon.
Yes, sir.
Take care. El Jalisco, by the way, is right across. It's on the north side of Atlanta Highway, across from Krispy Kreme, or right in front of Burlington Coat Factory. Lots of comfortable booth and table seating. It's a long restaurant and plenty of parking outside.
Huge portions.
The building.
Yeah, you'll be getting a to-go box.
Well, it's inevitable. It's inevitable you'll be leaving there with the bag dangling off the tips of your fingers.
Tips.
All right, this is going to be our final look at the roads this afternoon.
Traffic is brought to you by Prattville Farm Center, helping hunters be successful for over 35 years. No gimmicks, no magic seed, just sound planting practices that work with the products, supplies, and knowledge you need to get the big bucks. See them at 1154 South Memorial Drive in Prattville.
Montgomery Skywatch traffic moving on through our 5 o'clock rush hour on a Thursday afternoon, and Montgomery Fire and Rescue is responding to a possible structure fire at 400 South Panama Street. That's just off Mountain Makes Road, so look out if you're on the Atlanta Highway. The traffic on the Atlanta Highway is pretty busy this afternoon. It's busy from Madison Avenue down to Coliseum Boulevard. You'll get a little break there until you get down around Eastdale Mall. Then it'll be crowded all the way up to Taylor Road, and up Taylor Road towards East Chase is just crazy this afternoon. Look out if you don't have to use that area. Stay away for just a little while. The interstates are moving in a speed limit ride with the exception of the interchange. It's always crowded right there this time of the evening. If you're headed up into Prattville, no problems on I-65 North. Mini-term B classes at Trenum State Community College start March 6th, and registration is going on now. Call Trenum State at 420-4200. The College for Real Careers. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
Get the tiger on your side and get the money you deserve. Call the Vance Law Firm, 333-3333.
No representation is made. The quality of legal services
should
be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Hey, millennial.
Yeah.
Tonight on the Smithsonian Channel.
Ooh.
Bad Attitude. And it's about a December 1999 Korean Air cargo flight that crashed after takeoff.
Uh-huh.
You're mocking me.
No.
Experts determine the cause of the disaster, but what they can't figure out is why nobody stopped it. And The facts, this is what makes this
just
so
facts,
interesting.
Man, just the facts.
Suggest the seeds of this deadly air crash were actually sown hundreds of years before that plane left the ground.
How's that possible?
Wait, what?
That's a conspiracy theory.
In other words...
Did you leave my mic off on purpose?
No. I wouldn't leave your mic off.
That actually does sound
awesome.
No, I'm sure what it means is there. It was, as they say, it's a lesson in Korean culture.
Now, and I want to bring to the audience's attention, and this is a really cool story that didn't get out on the news everywhere. The reason I invited on my guest tonight, Matthew Tabor, is because he and his co-host Kevin Lieber noticed something. Every year for the past few years, YouTube at the end of the year does a end of the year review, and they put out an end of the year review for 2018. It became very swiftly the most downvoted, disliked YouTube video ever.
Really?
And then PewDiePie did a review of the review. That quickly became the most liked.
What's up with that?
YouTube video ever. And what's up with that is that we might be seeing two YouTubes. The corporate YouTube that wants to be like every other media outlet, and then the grassroots YouTube of real people connecting with
people.
That's
the one we need.
And there's a big fight potentially ensuing, though maybe they can create some harmony.
I know there's
going
a lot of censorship.
Yeah.
And a lot of people who monetize their videos,
yes,
they're getting screwed.
Oh, definitely, big especially time. Conservatives, yeah. Mark Dice and the rest, yeah. If that's not your cup of tea, I'll be on CBS 8 for a few minutes between 6 and 6:30.
I'm supposed to remind you, too, to turn the TV on Channel 8.
Well, I want Joey to watch it.
Okay.
While I'm doing my interview?
You're young, you'll figure it out.
Wow. You could just tell me what you said off air.
I think I already did.
Yeah.
But like everything else I say, it was probably going in one ear and out the other.
Yeah, I mean,
your millennials don't
listen.
No,
he can multitask.
I haven't seen you on camera in ages, so.
I'm wearing my suit.
Oh, really?
My vest and pant from the suit,
what?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. You look
with a colorful shirt, so.
It's tasteful. It's not quite mobbed up. It's more tasteful.
Mic malfunction again, Joey.
Mobbed.
Sorry about that. You're right. I'm not sorry.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage. My team and I greatly appreciate your business. Because of your support, we are celebrating our 5th year of service. As a token of our gratitude, we are now offering others who serve our communities with a $500 lender credit towards closing costs. Active military veterans, first responders, teachers, and nurses, thank you for all you do. Call us now at Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Just the other day, we helped a fireman from Montgomery lower his monthly payments by lowering his interest rate and providing him with the cash out that he needed to pay off high-rate credit card debt. This could be you. What are you waiting for? Call Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Call me, Kim Williams, today at 567-4223. Or visit our website at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to see just how much money you could be saving with an Alabama Home Mortgage. NMLS 372-374, Equal Housing Lender.
With Miss Dot at the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall, and February is a special month at Eastbrook.
Yes, it is. It's our 25th anniversary on the 23rd from 9 until 6.
What can we expect for your anniversary sale?
You're going to find refreshments, great bargains, believe me. And we're going to have gift certificates. The vendors will be here for you to talk to, and they'll probably have a couple of surprises for you as well.